Welcome to Community Church's Sermon Podcast. We invite you to visit us online at www.ccfdl.org to learn more about our church and our ministry in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And now here is Adam Utecht, Senior Pastor at Community Church.
All right. Well, does anybody remember when the first GPS came out? Remember that? That was kind of before, really, smartphones gave us directions. But remember that GPS device you would stick on your dashboard, the Garmin? Remember that? Anybody have one of these? Raise your hand if you have one of these. Okay. Do you still use it?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of you still use it. It's great. So remember when these things came out? We were living in Kansas, and my wife was in a Bible study, and there was an older lady who was in her Bible study, and she and her husband went to Florida. They flew down to Florida on vacation. And they rented a car, and in this car was one of these newfangled GPS. And she was telling them about it. And as they were driving around in Florida, her husband was driving, and the GPS was telling her husband where to turn and when to stop and where to go. And then he missed a turn, and it said, recalculating. And then gave new directions in a slightly firmer tone. And Carolyn, this lady, she was a little put off. She told her Bible study when she came back, she said, "I didn't like that woman's tone. I didn't like the way she was talking to my husband." You know why she said that? Because she thought it was an actual person watching them, giving real-time directions, and that this woman was live talking to them. And anyway, it was hilarious. They had to explain to her, no, this is a computer. This is not someone actually watching you and talking in that tone to your husband. Now, some of us don't like GPS. Raise your hand if you don't like GPS. You still have a road atlas in your car. Anybody? There were a couple of us. I don't trust that GPS. That GPS doesn't know the best way. I know the best way. I can look at a map. Of course, GPS is not always perfect, not always accurate. Sometimes it's flat out wrong. Has anybody experienced that? They've been led astray by their Maps app or whatever you use, Google Maps. GPS is not always perfect. In fact, a month ago, I was in Oshkosh with my girls, and I was trying to find this store, and I didn't know where it was, and so I put it in my Maps app, and as I'm driving, I'm like, this is not where I'm supposed to be, and it gave me the directions, and it said, I'm supposed to be here, and I was at someone's house. It's like, this is not the store I was looking for, and so I put the directions back into the GPS thing on my phone, and I drove around the corner, and it's like, no, it's right here. You have arrived. No, I have not. This is not the place I'm supposed to go. This is a person's house. They would be really creeped out if I walked in and said, so, can I have a coffee? No, this wasn't right. In fact, it was